Well, good morning, everybody. Once again, we meet through our electronic devices, but of course we're together and connected in spirit and in our care for each other. I'd like to give a welcome everyone to our virtual Victoria First Unitarian Service, and especially to those of you who may be Zooming with us for the first time. I'm Lynn Bonner, serving as Worship Associate today. And I'm just changing my view here. Okay. So let us honor those whose traditional lands we each live, work, and recreate on. Here, where I live, not far from the church, I acknowledge the Wasanich First Nations people. And for those of you in our broader area, we recognize with gratitude the various First Nations of the Coast Salish here on the Southern Island and the Gulf Islands. Today we are celebrating Earth Day. A little early, yes. The official Earth Day is on Wednesday. But we do like to try and get ahead of the game here at First Unitarian, right? Well, we try. I want to take a moment to thank all the folks who are helping out behind the scenes today with our Zoom technology. In particular, Victoria Barr, David Teese, Dan Klimke, Rebecca Mellett, Jamie Twidale, and Anna Isaacs. And as Victoria already mentioned, if you need technical help at any time, you can phone church member Rebecca, and David's put her phone number in the chat box so you can call her if you need technical assistance during the service. We have three programs I want to tell you about. The children's programming runs from noon to 1 p.m. today. This is for elementary school age children, but all are welcome, including parents and caregivers. Every morning, except Sundays, at 8:30, there's also a 15-minute time for all ages offered, where Lindsay will share a social justice themed picture book. This is indeed for all ages, from newborns to elderly, and everyone in between is welcome. And finally, there's a parent caregiver check-in on Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m., where you'll be able to get a little adult time with others. Information for these programs is on our website, as well as in the chat box. Also a reminder about our Empathy Buddy program. Dan, could you put up slide number one now, please? An Empathy Buddy is a listener who makes themselves available to support any congregant who needs help processing emotions that are brought up after a Sunday service. Empathy buddies are not counselors and are not there to fix anything, but rather a compassionate presence for those who need. So empathy buddies are still available for you to talk to, either by phone or email. They are Steve Sharlow, Dar Levy, Cressa Sisu, and myself, Lynn Bonner. So that contact information it should be in the chat box now. So Dan, you can unshare that slide now. Thanks. So stay online after the service if you want to join in our virtual Lion Hall tea coffee time. And we will connect you to a chat room to talk with four or five other people for about 15 minutes. So we'll share that information on how to join at the end of the service. Before we light our chalices, I have one more sad announcement. Many of you will already have seen the email from Reverend Shauna letting you know about the loss of two longtime members of our congregation. This is part of what she said. Sadly, we need to report the loss of two longtime members and bright lights in our community this week. On Monday afternoon, after wrestling with illness for quite some time, Jim Hackler was released from the struggle with doctor assistance. On Wednesday morning, Wilma Nielsen passed away peacefully. While neither loss was associated with COVID-19, it is a reminder that the grief we feel at their passing is a part of that larger grief of our world is experiencing right now. May we hold this tenderly and gently. And now, if you have a chalice, let's light them together. I'll get mine going here. At times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. And at this time, especially, we remember with love and gratitude Jim Hackler and Wilma Nielsen and hold our families in our hearts. You might remember at the service 2 weeks ago when Melora asked us, what is it that you need to be liberated from? I noticed in the chat box during that service that so many of you wrote fear. And I understand that because that was my first thought too. I would like to be liberated from this fear and anxiety during these troubling times. And like so many of us, I too turn to nature to find comfort and solace. I too am grateful for this wonderful place we live, surrounded as we are by oceans, beaches, lakes, and forests. This morning we will celebrate the beauty and healing that the earth gives us, and in return, the responsibility we have to steward and nurture this, our only planet. Several members of our environmental action team will be speaking this morning, but first the team is going to introduce themselves so you know who they are. So Glynis, will you start us off? Unmute, please.
Good morning, I'm Glynis Turner. Here's how I got involved with the environmental action team, HEAT. When we experienced the terrible forest fire smoke here in the summer of 2018, it made me depressed. A phenomenon known as climate grief. I read that taking action can help lift this grief, so I went to the font of all knowledge at church, Philip Simons, and said, I want to work on climate. He said, join EAT, which I did, and just a few weeks, I found myself at a One Planet Saanich workshop in a room full of kindred spirits, and I discovered that we are much stronger collaborating together. Now over to you, Jim.
It's Jim Willis. When I was a member of the Kingston Unitarian Fellowship, I volunteered at the Sandy Pines Wildlife Center, looking after rehabilitating injured birds and animals, and then releasing them back into the wild. I looked after everything from owls to eagles, deer, squirrels, raccoons, birds, and bats, as well as an albatross who had been blown off course from Florida and ended up in Kingston. This got me interested in all things environmental and in social justice issues. Over to you, Doug.
Thanks, Jim. My name is Doug McGinnis, and I've been a member of the EAT team for about 7 years and a participant actually for longer than I've been a church member. I know that I joined because I was inspired by the work of the EAT team at that time, and having had a chance to talk to Marion Pape and Louise Cole and Judy Gaylord and Jim and others, I was just simply inspired to join. I could give you a long story about other things that I was involved in at the time, but I only had 20 seconds. I might have been, even though I was inspired by these wonderful people, I might also have been influenced to join by the subliminal message that EAT would be a great place to share snacks with these people, but I can't say for sure. Anyway, over to you, Judy.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, everyone. I'm Judy Gaylord, and I've been an environmentalist for at least 50 years, partly originating from the first oil tanker that went down about 50 years ago. So I joined the church about 25 years ago, and my main involvement has been through the Social Responsibility Committee, which I chaired for several years, and of course the environment team. My long-term passion is climate change. Over to you, Bernard.
Hello, my name is Bernard Stoltholtz, and we've been involved in climate and environmental issues for a long time. And when we joined the church a year and a half ago, I was looking around and found that there was an environmental action team at the church, so that was exciting. Since then, we've been involved in doing some work on the lighting, the electric vehicle chargers, and various other issues, One Planet Sandwich, and so on. So thank you very much. I'm not sure who's next, sorry.
Wally.
Hello, I'm Wally DuTemple. I've been a canoeist, an outdoors person for many, many years. And for that reason, I became an environmentalist and was supremely happy to find that there was an environmental action team when I joined the Unitarian Church. And we have something very special today to mention. The next person, after mentioning, of course, that Jim Jordan is also a member of the team and a fantastic writer. He does such a beautiful essays for us. Now, Louise Cole joined the Unitarian Church in 2002 and almost immediately helped form the Environmental Action Team. And we have today a Golden Apple Award that we're going to give to Louise. So I'm going to hand it off to Louise. Louise, you deserve every bit of this because you were the person who led the team and did all the hard work along with Judy, who was your compatriot in so many enterprises. So over to Louise. Can you unmute for a minute, Louise? Perhaps, could someone unmute Louise?
I did. Am I unmuted? I don't know how.
You are.
I'm very honored. I came to the Social Responsibility Committee and to the church in the back door. And the back door was the Environment Committee. And I've been involved in that since 2002. I haven't been active for the last year, but I really have missed it and missed everybody. But one of the reasons I joined was all the smart people that were around the table at the time, and that they still are very smart, and I have learned a lot from the group. And it's wonderful to have such an active, smart group on our behalf. So thank you. Thank you very much.
So over to Lynn.
Oh, thank you for introducing yourselves, you wonderful people on the Environmental Action Team. So each month, we share our plate with a different charity. Our Share the Plate recipient this month is BC Agriculture in the Classroom Foundation, which I will tell you about in a minute. Meanwhile, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about a couple of options for you to donate for Share the Plate or otherwise. You can donate online, and David is putting the link for donating online in the chat box now. The other option for donating is you can simply put a check in the mail, and the address for mailing checks will also appear in the chat box. Note that you need to specify whether your donation is for a pledge, for Share the Plate, where 50% goes to our charity of the month, or if it's an extra donation to help out in these extraordinary times. it's really important to specify. Otherwise, it causes no end of headaches for our treasurer. So our Share the Plate recipient, BC Agriculture in the Classroom Foundation, connects BC students to local agriculture. They get hands-on experience in growing gardens, learning to cook and preserve the harvest. They learn to appreciate farmers for their hard work and for helping to sustain our land base. You can unshare this slide now, Dan. So agriculture is a key part of the interconnected web of life. And that leads us right into our opening song. Kids, what would you think if someone told you that dirt made your lunch? Well, listen up, because Nancy Dobbs is about to tell you how that's true in our opening song. And the words to the song are in the chat box. Over to you, Nancy.
Dirt made my lunch. Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch. Dirt is a word that we often use when we're talking about the earth beneath our shoes. It's a place where plants can sink their toes. In a little while, a garden grows. Dirt made my lunch. Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch. A farmer's plow will tickle the ground. You know the earth has laughed when wheat is found. The grain is taken and flour is ground for making a sandwich to munch on down. Dirt made my lunch. Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch. A stubby green beard grows upon the land. Out of the soil the grass will stand, but under hoof it must bow for making milk by way of a cow. Ooh. Dirt made my lunch. Dirt made my lunch. Thank you, dirt. Thanks a bunch for my salad, my sandwich, my milk, and my munch. 'Cause dirt, you made my lunch. Thanks, dirt, you made my lunch. And now, Erin will bring you Time for All Ages.
Good morning, everybody. So for our Time for All Ages today, I'm going to ask you to switch back to gallery view up the top there so we can see everybody's faces. So it's up on the top right. We've had some practice already today, but hopefully we can turn on and see everybody's faces. So I'm going to invite all the kids and everybody else who's feeling a little bit restless to stand up. Everybody else is going to have a different part to play in a minute, but if all the kids can stand up, and first of all, shake one leg out three times. Shake your leg. Then shake your other leg three times. And then reach up to the sky. Oh, my arms are going invisible, but reach up to the sky as far as you can. Stretch out all your body and then reach down to the ground. And then sink down to the ground and curl up into a little ball as tight as you can. Or you might be more oval shaped like a sunflower seed, but go small as you can like a little seed in the ground. The main thing is that you're as small as possible. Now, everybody else, look at the little seeds in the ground and imagine that you are the sunshine shining your warmth on the little seeds. They're sleeping in the ground, and you're sending your warmth and your love to the little seeds. And I'm going to unmute everybody for a second. And if you can send them a welcome to wake up. Wake up, little seeds.
Welcome.
And the little seeds are not going to move yet because they need one more thing before they can grow. They need some rain. So if people can tap on their computer or their chair like a rain sound, and I'll unmute everybody. Seeds can hear the rain. They hear the rain. And then they can start to grow. Maybe they get a little sprout come out. A sprout come up from the soil. And people are raining and there's sunshine as the sprouts grow further up and up. And stretch up to the sky as high as they go and open up their arms to get all the sun and rain that everybody else is sending them and all the love. They can wiggle as they stretch up if they need to. And then I'll open the chat one more time and everybody can welcome our little plants and, welcome them to the world. We're glad that you're here. Welcome all the plants.
Glad you're here.
We're so glad you're here with us. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, plants.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you for coming. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, everybody. Thanks, all the plants, all the sunshine, and all the rain. And now if you can turn your screen back to speaker view, I'll pass it to Doug, who's going to share with us the Declaration of Interdependence.
That would be over to Wally for the Declaration of Interdependence.
Hello, can you see me? Wally Du Temple here. I'm going to be presenting to you today the Declaration of Interdependence. It's a very much a declaration that has many of the components of humanist view of our values in the Unitarian Church. I'm going to show a few slides that go along with that declaration. So I'm just going to share the screen in a minute to hear for you, and the screen will come up and you will see Earth Day 2020, and I will just start the program, and here we go. The Declaration of Interdependence. This we know. We are the earth through the plants and animals that nourish us. We are the rains and the oceans that flow through our veins. We are the breath of the forests of the land and the plants of the sea. We are human animals related to all other life as descendants of the firstborn cell. We share with these kin a common history written in our genes. We share a common present filled with uncertainty. And we share a common future as yet untold. We humans are but one of 30 million species weaving the thin layer of life enveloping the world. The stability of communities of living things depends upon this diversity. Linked in that web, we are interconnected, using, cleansing, sharing, and replenishing the fundamental elements of life. Our home, planet Earth, is finite. All life shares its resources and the energy from the sun, and therefore has limits to growth. For the first time, we have touched those limits. When we compromise the air, the water, the soil, and the variety of life, we steal from the endless future to serve the fleeting present. But no, we are learning. We are learning from our mistakes. And we are mourning our vanished kin. And we now build a new hope. We respect and uphold the absolute need for clean air, water, and soil. We see that economic activities that benefit the few while shrinking the inheritance of the many are wrong. And since environmental degradation erodes biological capital forever, full ecological and social cost must enter all equations of development. We are one brief generation in the long march of time, and the future is not ours to erase. So where knowledge is limited, we will remember all those who will walk after us and err on the side of caution. And so this is what today on Earth Day we resolve. All this that we know and believe must now become the foundation of the way we live. At this turning point in our relationship with Earth, we work for an evolution from dominance to partnership, from fragmentation to connection, from insecurity to interdependence. Thank you. It was, I'll pass the program over to our next participant. Doug, I think.
Thank you, Wally. This is Doug again. Amid our shared pandemic experience, Earth is witnessing profound effects on its air, water, land, life forms, and the natural compositions upon which all of life depends. Our current worldwide retreat from business as usual is clearly implicated. Undoubtedly, some of these effects will be negative, where important environmental work has been disrupted as people from varied backgrounds focus more on building resilience. Hold on a minute. Building self-resilience and a society-wide immune response to the pandemic itself. But there are many unintended positive consequences to our shift in behaviors. Those that have resulted from stay-at-home advisories, travel restrictions, park closures, physical distancing, and calls to limit consumption to the essentials. Indeed, it cannot be a coincidence that, for example, contributions to greenhouse gas levels have dropped, air pollution over major cities has declined, and rivers beside populated areas are coming back to life. We are in the middle, or perhaps the beginning, of a proof of concept social experiment that is unprecedented in many ways. In this experiment, humans are proving the capability of acting together to lower the morbid trajectory of a deadly pandemic. We are also proving that we have the collective power to address many of the human-caused behaviors that contribute to so many environmental crises, including everything we associate with climate change. The data is being collected now, and its analysis in the following months and years ahead will certainly be telling. But we needn't wait to know that a real transformation in our individual and collective consciousness can and does make a difference. So let us call the pandemic a wake-up call. And these new behaviors we are practicing, let us call them potential new good habits. As we go about redefining business as usual during the current pandemic, let us be mindful that while we are changing our habits to curtail a virus, we can also be changing habits that can bring us to a better place in the evolution of our species and our rightful place within the larger ecosystem we know as Earth. So on this April 19th, let COVID-19 be our teacher. Uh, return the gavel to Nancy, I believe, for a song.
Lynn is going to tell us about Gaia first, I think.
I just had to unmute myself. So we will now have a meditative song followed by a prayer for the earth. Nancy Dobbs will sing the Gaia chant for us, and the words will be in the chat box. Gaia is a name for Mother Earth, also known variously as the Earth Goddess or Mother Nature. After that, Jim Willis will share a prayer for the earth. And then Nick will present a song that is in our teal UU songbook, The Blue Boat Home. So let's take a deep breath and allow ourselves to be enriched by these lovely words and music. Nancy.
Gaia, 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 Gaia. Another world is possible, a new day is here. We must work together now to go beyond the fears. A new world is possible, a new day is here. Oh, Gaia, 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 Gaia.
And now a prayer for the earth. Spirit of life and love, we thank you for the air we breathe and for the ever-changing skies. We give thanks for the rhythm of the seasons, for the warmth of the summer sun and the sharpness of the winter frost. Help us to feel the freshness of the breeze upon our faces and to discern the rainbow of hope that you give us. We thank you for the integrity and diversity of all living creatures. Enlarge with us a sense of fellowship with our brothers and sisters, the animals, with whom we share the earth and who love the sweetness of life. Grant us compassion in our dealings with all creatures, great and small. Help us, like you, to see the goodness of creation. Help us to remember that we are part of the greater whole and that we have a duty to care for the earth, not just for ourselves. Help us to live in balance rather than conflict, to treat the material world with care and gentleness, and to conserve and nurture the things around us. May it be so. Nick, over to you.
Starry sea, meaning into the deep. Drifting here with my ship's companions, all we kindred pilgrim souls, making our way by the lights of the heavens in our beautiful blue boat. Thanks to the waves upholding me, hail the great winds urging me on. Greet the infinite sea before me, sing the sky my sailor's song. I was born upon the fathoms, never harbor or port have I known. Wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue boat home. Wide universe is the ocean I travel, and the earth is my blue
And the earth is indeed our beautiful blue boat home, a boat we call Gaia. To be in nature and to feel gratitude for Gaia is a relief and helps liberate me from my fears. It helps me value each moment, each day as it comes. I am both stirred and calmed by these words from Benedictine monk Brother David Steindl-Rath. He says, "Do you think that this is just another day in your life? It is not just another day. It is the one day that is given to you today. It's given to you. It's a gift. It's the only gift you have right now. And the only appropriate response is gratefulness. If you do nothing else but to cultivate that response to the great gift that this unique day is, if you learn to respond as if it were the first day in your life and the very last day, then you will have spent this day very well." In a moment, we will extinguish our chalices and say our goodbyes, but I want to remind you of two options you have after the service. You can leave the service right away by pressing the Leave Meeting button, or you can remain in the meeting and wait a few minutes while we arrange for you to join one of our breakout or chat rooms. So let's extinguish our chalices. We extinguish the flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we carry in our heart until we are together again.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your participation this morning. It was wonderful to see you all.